भगवते वासुदेवाया।
श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th canto 16th chapter, the end of this chapter, Kali is now praying his friend Krishna. Krishna, you are the creator of all living entities, except that you are residing in everyone's heart. All the cosmic manifestation, even spiritual manifestation, whatever within this universe, everything is emanated from you. So you are the cause of everything. And especially we are snake. And because we born in snake body, our natural quality, our nature is always like arrogant. We are very curious, always in anger mood. Yes. We want to defeat everyone. This is our tendency. By our talent or by something, to showing our voice, sometimes showing our money. Yes. We want to defeat everyone. But we don't know when you are so powerful, you may defeat anyone. But some power is there that will defeat yourself. That is your nature. Yes. Everyone is suffering this three world due to his own nature. Rectify your own nature. And that will give you more trouble. In material life, especially. In spiritual life, also. We have to change our nature. We know very well what is our nature. Who don't know? You know, I know, everyone knows. What is your nature? And if someone is very, you can say, he's a genuine person, he should remember why I am suffering. Spiritual topic is different. Karma phala, past karmic reaction is different. Okay, we're suffering in due to our past karmic reaction before. Now we are in Krishna consciousness. So why we are suffering still? We are chanting, we are serving, we are praying. Krishna is absolute truth. Why is not helping? Why we are not even reducing some minimum percentage of our karma phala? Still we are suffering. Yes. Unless we continue our nature, habits, and we think this is not a problem for my spiritual life. That is not very helpful in spiritual life. We have to change our nature. And how can you change your nature? You have no power. Through your mind you cannot change your nature. You have to pray. Holy name. Guru's mercy, Vaishnav's mercy, deity's mercy, Sadhu's mercy. Otherwise, our nature, we are defeating others. Our nature always is defeating us. Mostly, a human always suffers due to his own nature. Yes. That we have to admit. We are not admitting that thing, rather we want to see the fault of others. That is another, you can say, that is another criminal activities. You know, like in court, a thief cannot say, why you are saying like that? Before also many thieves are there. You cannot say like that. Judge will not allow you to speak about others. You know in court? Judge will not allow you to speak to thief, speak about others. You are a thief, you just deal with your own case. You change your nature, you change your habit. That you have to do. Otherwise, some acts are there, you know, they will show you act. They say to lawyer, thief is not understanding. Thief don't know what is act, but lawyer know the act. He's saying to the lawyer, your client. According to this act, you have to pay this money or you have to go to prison for 6 months or 5 months. In spiritual fields, we can't say anything to anyone. It is dependent on their nature, their karma phala, they are also chanting, they are also praying. If Krishna is not helping them, even we saw fault of others, so we want to rectify them. If we want to rectify them, we are not rectified by our habits, natures. And we come to Krishna consciousness to change our vision. If something is happening, if something will happen, if something had already happened, nothing is in our hand. You can stop. Everyone of their own karma, they will go in their own way. You can check them. Only one hope. If they are very serious, they will follow Guru and Krishna, they can understand the spiritual topic. The spiritual, this is not material, the spiritual topics, very high. Go beyond your mind. Go beyond your senses, intelligent. Therefore Krishna said, Manmanabhava. What? Manmanabhava means go beyond your mind. Mind is acting, no. Just mind always should think about Krishna. Then whatever intelligent will come, this is coming from Krishna. Otherwise you cannot change your nature. And you, when you admit about your nature in front of Krishna, Krishna, I am a fallen person, I am like that, I am always creating problems for others. Krishna, you don't like one thing, when you are not opening your heart, when you are not changing your vision. The vision. Chanakya Manandu is giving same nice words. This is vision. Like you. Our Gurudev used to say, if you wear black glass, you can see everything black. If you wear green glass, everything. Like in Gurudev giving this example in case of Hanuman. Hanuman, when he went to Lanka, he saw everything red. How everything? Tree is red, building is red, everything looks like red, red color. Then he upset. How it is possible? Here in Lanka, everything is red. Water is red. Why? He was in angry mode. Therefore, his vision was like that. Yeah, we have to change our vision. Chanakya Pandit is giving a nice example. And like earlier, he is admitting, this is my nature, but what we can do? And we are all your creatures. You created all these things. It is up to you. Try to understand someone. When you are not able to understand yourself, how can you understand other one? When you don't know who are you, when you don't know whether your position, whether what we are doing, that is correct or not, how can you have power to judge others? You don't. And this is a question of vision. You see, like Chanakya Pandit is saying, whenever a nice girl is going, a beautiful girl, when a dog, he just watching this girl, this nice, beautiful girl. What is dog's vision? Dog want to eat her flesh. When she will die, I will eat flesh. Thank you for listening. Kamini, Kudampa. And the lusty person? When a lusty person see a beautiful girl, only she want to enjoy. It's question of vision. Same person, but vision, question of vision. When a yogi, when a yogi, when a saintly person, he saw a beautiful woman, only flesh, bone, mucus, urine, stool, a bag of these things. This question of vision. You don't think you are singing something, it looks beautiful, for others it is beautiful, no? It is a question of vision. What is in your mind that will reflect you? You can see, same way, like deities. Women, men, dogs, cats. When someone keeping dog, someone keeping cat, the dog, cats looks so beautiful in front of his vision. More than his son, daughter. Otherwise, how they like him? For us, dog, oh, finish. We do not want us. When we saw in the street, we want to kick him out. Everyone like young dogs, oh, young dogs. Young girls. What is within her body? You don't know. We know. This type of things is, you can say, this is vision, question of vision. Suppose your sister, don't think something. This question of vision, I'm just giving perfect example. If your sister is beautiful, another boy, when she wants to see your sister, she developing lust. But why not you? This lost anger, this speciality lost, it is mind's activities. Nothing else. It's a question of bija. Same anger with your body, same everything. This is nature. That we call it nature. Nature means the mind, senses, and another thing is that it's called antakarana. How can I say in English? I don't know. Antakarana means in inner part of your heart. This mood is there. The inner part that lost is there. If they saw it, anything, any animals. I saw with this corona, one message came. One young guy, from him, someone saying from him, this corona started. Yeah. He had a relation with all animals. And when they interviewed the father said, because he don't find any girl to marry. He's so lusty, you see, animals. Untouchable animals. What is that? That is mind. Lust is coming, anger is coming, greed is coming. And more you use all these things in your heart, inner heart, this is called antakarana, the impressions are there. Therefore, whenever you see someone, beautiful, oh, this is beautiful. Well, many people, they like nature. They are going to Himalaya, they are going to Bali, they are going to, New Zealand, nature, New Zealand, full of natures. And Switzerland. Only they are going to see nature. Others are going to see Westerners. Others are going for restaurants. This is fact or not? Many people come to India to see deity, to see holy place. Many people are coming to India only for Indian food. They're eating always, coming to different restaurant. And many people come to India, swim in the water like Nepuri beach. They want beach. Many people come to India for music. This is their inner part of the heart. They have this addiction, you can see. Lust, anger, greed, this is an addiction. Addiction. Billion of dollars you just give to a person, he will not praise you. Oh, you are a big thing. So, no. A real, saintly person. Okay, this is Krishna's. I have no relation with you. Thank you, just give her Krishna service. But it does not mean she will attach to this person. No. All lust, anger, greed, everything. It is a question of addiction. Question of addiction. And nature is propinated because many lives we have this tendency. Our senses are acquainted with all these natures. And in this life, if you use all these things, you understand? Use your same tendency, then the same propensity will come. Same, by the same lust, all over the people, they are suffering. All of the people, up to any man, demigods, surplus. And for pure devotee, nothing, spitting. What is beauty? Someone don't know, he is just enjoying our beauty. What is beauty? You don't know what is beauty. We know. You don't see someone throw your eye, you would defeat. If you want to see someone like Bhaktisiddhanta Satakari, from here, and if you want to want more confirmation, see from through Shastra. Those are Brahmans, they don't want to see eye to eye, some experience. The Brahmans, they don't want to take eye to eye experiences. You understand? Eye to eye experiences. Oh, I am seeing, I am taking this. No. Brahmans, Vedi Prashanti Brahmana. Agrane gavo pasyanti, variables. Cows, they can see through. Actually, cows, they're so attached to grasses. They don't find ways. They don't know, how do you say? Through their eyes, they don't remark the way. Agrane gavo pasyanti, variables, sindhi brahmana. By smelling. Most of the time, you see, when cows are returning, in the same way, because their smell is there. And with Brahmans, not by eye. You have whatever you are in mind, that is reflected to you. But we don't want to see that thing. Therefore, why Guru Darshan is not coming? Why Sadhu Darshan is not? Why not you have power to see a Sadhu? Why not you have power to see a deity? Why not you have power to see a person? Why? This is not in your heart. This is not in your heart. What is in your heart? That is reality. This is practical. You cannot defeat. It is, you can't defeat. If you, in your heart always doubt is there, you see anyone, even Krishna, still you develop doubt. This question of, I'm going to say, your inner hearts, this is antakarana. Within the inner of your heart, through the mind, senses, intelligence, it's giving such an impression, immediately you see something, it will break. Immediately. Like police. Simple example I want to give you. Police. Whenever, you know, especially in airport, you are traveling in airport, you know the securities? Like this, how can I say? So security checking, those have this machine, they want to scan your body. What is their vision? You are traveling, you should say to me. What is their vision? What is their mind? Everyone is criminal. If they don't think like that, they cannot do this job. They put many times. Everyone, their mind, maybe everyone is criminal. Maybe he's bringing something. You know, even my wooden shoes. I just opened this one. Open my wooden shoes. Then he said, show me back. I should show him back. He said, no, you have to scan. What you can keep within the wooden shoes? No. This is wooden. You cannot keep that. You see? Therefore I say, their vision is always criminal. That vision is like that. For sentry persons, even a criminal is coming, he's a devotee. Devotee is coming. This is a question of vision. Meaning, never a devotee suspect, no, he's a thief is coming. No. Although thief is coming, a devotee is coming to temple. I give prasad. It's a question of vision. and then there was a nice story. And we have to judge our nature. Otherwise, nature will defeat you. Whole life you will suffer. Even in spiritual life. We have our particular nature. And that, if you continue with this nature, we don't have a particular, mood. Particular mood is not coming. Genuine mood is not coming towards the Lord. Because your nature is there. When this time is coming, immediately mind is reflecting. You are like that, he's like that, he's like that, he's like that. Oh, very difficult. What is simplicity? That is simplicity. What is simplicity? When something is in your heart, and heart is always reflecting something to your mind, whatever you are accepting, this is not simple. You understand? This is not simple. It looks like you are accepting something, but in your heart, it's a different thing. If doubt is there, inside your heart, even if you are accepting something, you will not allow everything inside. Simplicity is very heavy thing. Happening. If you have teach of doubt, you cannot allow Sadhguru Swami, Bhagavatam, Krishna. No. Doubt is like a demon. It will finish all your things. You know, this was happening. Balram Das. You can find. Yeah. This is very famous in Uriya. This story is again. He was a devotee. But every day, he was going to prostitute's house. In a Puri also some prostitutes are there. Every day he was going. And you know, in St. Ratatra days, Panda, some pujari, they saw, he went to the prostitute's house. But why he is going one house? Why is going one house? If you go to, there is a saying, in Sanskrit, and this is a moral instruction. Why only Krishna know? Cause only Krishna know. Effect only you know. Only, oh, effect is something happening. You are only seeing. But what is his cause? You don't know. You don't know your conditions. Therefore, you are always conditioned. You don't know heart. Your heart is hard-hearted. Your heart is not soft. How can you understand Krishna? How can you understand someone? No, not possible. So why he was always going to prostitutes? No one knows. Everyone thinks he is a saintly person putting tilak in Jagannath. Everyone knows he was a famous singer. Very elevated devotees. But why he always going to prostitutes' house? This is a question of vision. And Rathatra day also went. So only therefore there is a thing. Those are very advanced soul, they are focusing on themselves. You understand? They are focusing on themselves. Advanced souls. They don't want to see others, what others are doing. Only Guru's business to see others, to communicate with him, to help him. This is also a problem. For Vajranandi, for advanced souls, like Gurudev said, I don't want to become Guru. I don't want to become Guru. And even in Dasvita, Gurudev said, I am not sleeping, I am not eating, I am in a dangerous position. Yes. You want to help everyone and everyone want to speed away. Speed over your place. This is Guru Siddha. Then Gurudev Saswaj Maharaj said, why? Just go. I have no time to serve Guru Nitai. Why I will take care? I have no time to serve Guru Nitai. Why? I'll accept a disciple and I have to serve. Yes, accepting disciples you have to serve. You understand? What is serving? They are serving. They're just giving some money or they will wash your cloth, they will feed you. But you have to serve. They are serving your body. You have to serve their soul. Be careful. They are serving your body and you have to serve their soul. Thankless task. And after all these things, they will spit over your face. Yes. Therefore, Buddha said, I don't want. Yes, I know. I know very, but I have 100% faith on my gurus. All words. What he is saying, maybe I am unqualified, but what he is saying is 100% faith. More than Vedas, I have this faith. I am saying, not a problem. And what he said, I am just seeing through Shastras. And this is happening. This is happening now. He said, this is material world. Why? Only Krishna knows. You don't know. You are a conditioned soul. If someone is just committing some wrong thing, you don't think Krishna will tolerate. He will expose. You don't think you can expose someone. No. Not possible. You understand? You cannot expose. Some people think, I expose it. No. This time came. Time came. Krishna wants to expose. Yes. Cheater is always a cheater. Teacher is always a teacher. Don't add teacher with cheater. No. Prabhupada used to say, Guru is always Guru. You cannot send false Guru. Don't add this one. Why only Krishna knows? Same Rathatra days he went to prostitute's house. All pandas they remark, oh, he was so fallen. Today's Rathatra day, still is going. Yes, he's just going to prostitute house. When he returned, you know what happened? All pandas, they forbid. He was a very elevated devotee, spirit devotees. They said, no, you can come. You cannot touch chariot. You are a simple person, you are going to prostitute's house. You can't come. All protest. Then he develops sulkiness. He returned. Okay. I want to see whether Jagannath is your or Jagannath is mine. Whether Jagannath is today Ratha Yatra means he want to serve the mercy to all living entities. You want to serve the mercy. You want to serve mercy to the whole universe. But I want to see how you serve mercy. Then he went and he made a chariot, you know, he made a chariot within the sand, in sea beach. In the Rathatra time, within the time, in the whole day, people are not going to sea beach. Mostly they are staying nearby the chariot, in Badadal. And that road, he went there and just meditated and made a small chariot through Uchan. And there, in his mind, he invited Jagannath, you have to come here. Yes. And Jagannath went. And Pundas, kings, half million people waiting to pull him. 1 inch chariot, not advancing 1 inch. Yes. Then he runs start to cry. What happened? Before Jagannath, they have some, I'm going to say, like direct relationship with the Pandas, with the men priests. They're so devoted. Yes. If you don't have love with Krishna, he will not reciprocate in particular time, particular intelligence, he will not give. Then only apparently you do something. Oh, this will please Krishna, this will please Krishna, this will please Krishna. Yes. But if you have love, you will reciprocate you. But even if you are not fully liberated, even if you are not 100% fully liberated, but if, according to your love, you will share, you will give you things. Nandi Panda, they had Pujari. He went and meditated. And Jagannath said, Jagannath came in, personally came and said, oh, you are meditating, million people are waiting to see my Ratha Yatra. But today, I don't want to ride over. When Jagannath was there, he said, I don't want to ride over the chariot. I don't want to go today because you offended my devotees. Who offended? Pandas. To whom? Balram Das. And he already binded. He already bind me in his heart. He made a one small chariot with sun and there. Not possible. Even. He said, what was Panda's vision? And what is Lord's vision? Why he was going to prostitute? Who knows? Therefore, there is a saying, in which things you have right, you just put your brain, put your intelligence. In which things you don't have right, you just put, you develop confusion, you become hopeless, you become fed up. That is happening now. In which thing? We are disciple, our duty not to put our intelligence in Guru's duty. Just follow Guru. What Gurudev said, what Prabhupada said, what he had done, it is up to them. Because they know us. My intelligence is not sufficient, my intelligence is not so high that I can understand his heart. You can understand someone through your mind. Your mind can at best judge someone's mind, not heart. I cannot enter by your heart, how you have feelings towards me. I can't enter. But when Super Soul give me idea, or Super Soul give you idea, then you can understand. Mind is always touching mind. And if your mind is material, you can touch another material mind, not spiritual mind. You understand? Suppose Guru's mind is spiritual mind, your mind is material mind. You cannot touch Guru. Isn't Guru Darshan? You are touching Guru, or you are judging Guru, you are calculating Guru through your material mind, not spiritual mind. Be careful. Therefore, always you are committing offense. Therefore, he says, Savadhanamati, be careful. Be careful. Your level is different, spiritual level is different. Different grades of devotees, different levels are there. Heart is different. Therefore, you know what happened? Then Jagannath said, direct. To all these pandas, you just go. Agana said, excuse me, huh? Just go and apologize. If he will excuse, then I'll come. All pandas went. This pandas at his lotus feet, please come. We commit offense, please come. Then he can. Then Jagannath came and you know. Chariot automatically start to run. Yes. It's a question of vision. Who we are, we don't know. Who others, what is others' nature, we don't know. Only one person who knows everyone. Who is he? Krishna, you know everyone very well. But we are saying sometimes in English, I know many devotees sing like that. I know him very well. Nonsense. You know him very well. You know yourself. You know your mind. You have trust over your mind.
Don't say like that. I know this person very well. We don't know anyone. When I don't know myself, how can I say I know everyone? No.
When Krishna, you see, now Krishna is showing mercy to Kaliya. Kaliya is now understanding who I am.
Now he said, where? This person. Yes. The serpent Kaliya said, our very Vartha, the snake, has made us envious, ignorant, and constant angry. How he knows his nature? Just give me answer. This is Bhagavatam. Why before he don't know? We are snakes, our nature is like that. Why? Why? Now judge himself by person. As a snake has made us envious, ignorant, and constant angry. Oh my Lord, it is so difficult for to give up their conditioned nature by which they identify that with his unreal. Yes. Question of Bija. And when Guru Krishna shower mercy, you can know yourself. And you think, you should understand always, Guru and Krishna will give you mercy. Super souls help you to understand someone. Don't try to understand someone through your intelligence. You don't think, oh, I know Shastra, I can understand someone. No. You understand, you want to understand Gurudev through Shastra? Whole life you read Shastras? Whole life you hear his lectures? I'm giving you challenge. You want to understand Prabhupada? Whole life you read. You can't understand. Unless super soul, he just gives strength to understand. What to speak of pure devotees, even for a common person, if you want to understand him, we have no power. This is a question of nature. Yes. On Krishna's our mercy, you know your own nature. And Krishna, you don't think this is Krishna's nature. Krishna will allow you to see others. Oh, he's a thief, he's an arrogant person, he's a bad fellow. Krishna will not allow you to see all these things. If Krishna saw mercy, Krishna will send you to only pure devotees. You understand? You cannot say this is Krishna's mercy. Now I am recognizing he's a thief, for an unsensed person, he was like this. Krishna will not give this intelligence to you. This is your mind. Scoundrel. Yes. He's like that. Yes. I'm not expert in English. Sometimes you have to help. Yeah. He's a nonsense. He's a woman hunter. He's a like that. He's addicted to women. Krishna will not give him intelligence to understand. But this is not Krishna's business. Krishna said, I will give you pure intelligence. What is pure intelligence? Only you can see good. Yes. When Krishna will give you intelligence, only you can see good things. Even in bad, you can see good things. You understand? Sometimes we are very happy. Oh, I know this person. I know his nature. This intelligence is coming from Krishna. No. It is coming from your mind. You don't know. Krishna will give you intelligence to understand only to him. And he will give, if he actually wants to show mercy to you, he will give such a nice intelligence. Even in bad things, you can see the good. Yeah. Asattama, you don't know this definition. So one day we have to discuss these things. And this is commentaries is there. Vishwanathar mentioning all these commentaries. Asattara, asattama. Mahat, mahattara, mahattama. According to nature, good and bad, he said. Yes. Unless you become Mahattama, you can't achieve Krishna's lotus feet. That is the nature of Mahattama. Mahat, Mahattara, Mahattama. Great, greater, greatest. Devotees like great level, greater level, and greatest level. And Asat, Asattara, Asattama. Again, I say Asat means like a fallen, more fallen, most fallen. What is that definition? Don't know? Okay, just remind me. I can show you from commentaries. And our life is to become. We are not in fallen country, not in that stage. Asat, asattara, asattam. We should not come to the categories of fallen stage. At least Mahat.
Mahattara, Mahattara.
Yes.
And we have to change our nature, change our feature. Only by praying, constantly praying, Krishna, help me, help me, help me, help me.
Yeah. We are not searching. You see, this is a common thing. We are devotees. We are not searching which thing. We are searching which thing, which
Lego man hunter, what others are doing.
We are only searching saintly persons. You understand? This is Krishna. If Krishna is our mercy, you can find this one. If Krishna, this is not Krishna's mercy with you, you have intelligence, then you can find another cheater. No problem. Through your intelligence, don't try to understand someone. Better just pray to Krishna. Krishna will give you vision. If Krishna gives you proper intelligence, then you can understand. Without Krishna, we are blind. Without Krishna intelligence, our so-called intelligence is nothing, only a big button, and we can say big problem. He create only big problem for us. Without Krishna's help, our intelligence will create a big problem in our spiritual life. Nothing else. Always hasty decision, nasty decision. You understand? Hasty decision, nasty decision. Always hurried mood. This one, that one. This Krishna not giving intelligence. We are a follower. We are a follower of truthness. You understand? Absolute truth. We are follower of absolute truth. We are not follower of wildly dead matters. You understand? We are not follower of wildly dead matters. We are follower of absolute truth. And follower of absolute truth means everything should be, if you pray, everything come. Absolute. Your understanding, your intelligence, everything. Otherwise, everything will become topsy-turvy in your life, spiritual life. Topsy-turvy. Yes. So call your prayers. And Krishna's our mercy, Kali's wives, Devra Kali, now he's understanding everything very clearly, his own nature. Krishna, this is my fault. I'm arrogant and how can I say, ignorant and yes, constantly. And you are creating this world. I belongs to you. Bayam satatra bhagavan sarpajati urumanyavam. Katham tejyam astonamaya dustejyam mohita swayam. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, among all the species within your material creation, we serpents by needs are always engulfed. Being thus deluded by your illusion energy, which is very difficult to give up, how can we possible to give up on our own? You see, oh, I am discussing something, it is coming here. I already read this verse. You see, one. Yes, this is Krishna's. I am not speaking from my mind. You see, deluded by your illusion energy, which is very difficult to give up. Illusion energy, just come in, your consciousness. And how can we possibly give it up by our own? That means we cannot change our nature by, we are not repenting. What is hearing? What is your bhajan? What is your bhajan? Be careful. If something, some reflection is not coming, you understand? Your nature's reflection not coming to same mind. With same mind you are performing bhajan, and now your bhajan's potency is not giving some reflection to your mind. You are like this. Suppose I have lust, and after my bhajan, my mind will say, you are a lusty person. Suppose you have greed, mind will say to you, you are a greedy person. Suppose you are always in angry mood. After your bhajan, after your hearing, not after hearing, when you are hearing, then when you are bhajan, Krishna, this bhajan is a strike. You know what Gurudev said? Bhaktisiddhanta Sastrakur statement. When you are sleeping, when we are going to bed, going to sleep, and when you wake up in the morning, you should slap. with broomstick to your mind. What is loving? Beating? No, not Hare Krishna, not Hare Krishna, not Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna is not beating. We are chanting Hare Krishna, laughing, dancing, enjoying also. In name of Hare Krishna, we are enjoying, oh man. Bhakti Saraswati Thakur said, Pitta Vruddhi. You understand? What is Pitta in English? You don't know, cough, bile, mucus, and bile, mucus, and another one. Kapha, Bhata, Pitta. Bile, maybe this one, Pitta, bile. He said, oh, you are louding, dancing in front of everyone, you are only increasing your bile. Enjoy, women are there, I am dancing nicely. I am a dancer. He is saying like that, his statement is like that. Very strict statement. Hari Kirtan, Hari Katha is only for pleasure of Guru and Krishna. Krishna's pleasure. Krishna's pleasure. Very habit of it. Yeah, difficult to digest nowadays. They can understand. Kirtan, okay, Kirtan is good. But Kirtan should. After performing 1-2 hour Kirtan, did your mind? Did your mind is dragging to you? Beating to you? What is beating? Beating to your mind? Who is beating? Two plus Gurudev said two things. Like you said, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Vajan. Actually, Guru's reminding, Guru's instructs us. By chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Gurudev said, here, there are two things. Reminding Guru's instruction and chanting. Gurudev said, you should always be conscious when you are chanting and remember Krishna. Today, what I have done? What I have done? Old ages pass before sleeping? This is the beating towards man. And wake up again. Through bhajan and through meditation. Guru's instruction. Yes. This is not a common thing. This is not a common thing. Whether we are doing some perfect vajan or not, that is the indication. Your vajan potency, your attachment for bhajan is there, how can you know? Your attachment for harikatha is there, how can you know? When you are hearing, when you are chanting, and this intelligent is coming, pure intelligent from, is beating to mind. With material intelligent, you cannot beat to mind. Mind's master is intelligent. Mind cannot beat another mind. We have one mind. We don't have two mind. So, pure intelligent when coming from Krishna by the strength of our bhajan, pure intelligence is beating this mind and reflecting our nature. After bhajan, if this thing is not coming, then how can you lament? How can you lament? Very difficult. Unless you lament, unless you cry, why Krishna will help you? You don't want to rectify. Therefore, he said, it is very difficult to give up. How can we possibly give it up on our own? Very difficult. This very difficult, what is there? Dustajyanatha. In front of Krishna, he said, nothing is impossible for Krishna. But for a devotee, but for a conditioned soul to defeat his own nature, practically difficult. And what is your defeat of our life? What is real defeat of our life? We are not conquering our own nature. That is defeat of our life. Yes. And how can you conquer your own nature? This is when you chant nicely, when you pray nicely, when you serve nicely, with simple heart, simple mode, then Guru Krishna, by his mercy, by Krishna's mercy, by Guru's mercy, by Holy Name's power, pure intelligent, beat to mind, striking. Then naturally you become humble and you pray to Krishna. Krishna, I am the most fallen person in this world. Then Krishna will hear your prayer. Yes. But Kaliya is here indirectly begging for the Lord's mercy, realizing that on his own he can never become free from the illusion and suffering. His best position. Where is it is mentioned? You can show me anywhere. By your strength,
You can do something in bhakti yoga? By your understanding, by your power? No. No. If some person don't know tattva, he can say like that. I can show you 100 verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, from commentaries from Prabhupada's purport. You cannot change your nature, you cannot control your senses, you cannot do anything without help. We can't do anything without help from Guru and Krishna. Plus, conclusion. This is conclusion of all sastras. We want help. And why someone help you? Why Guru Krishna will help you? Why help you? Why I will help you? Suppose I want to help you. Why I will help you? Huh? Why I will help you? No? Sincere second thing. If I have some relation. First relations. He's my god brother or he's a devotee. He's a devotee, he's chanting. This relation is coming, devoted. Therefore, we want to help. Unless you have relation, you cannot. Someone will not help you. Sambandha is important. Why not? Guru is not helping, Krishna is not helping. We have no relation. A relation should be based on love. Unless you have some love and affection for Krishna and you are for Guru and you are performing your bhajan. This is your own mind's bhajan. Because you have no relation with Guru and Krishna, you have no affection. Without affection, you have no relation. How can you do bhajan? Otherwise, why our acharyas adapt all these seva systems? Holinam is everything in Kali Yuga. Why not they allowing? Okay, just chant Hare Krishna. By Holinam, everything will manifest. But why introducing these seva systems? To establish our relationship with Guru and Krishna. And unless this thing happens, nothing. Yes. Prabhupada used to say these things. Ah, so nice. He was such a... All his comment, I was reading now. Before I finished the conversation, now I am reading all his lectures. Because I am preparing course. Such a deep, you can say, philosopher in Bhakti Yoga. He was saying, at least, I already posted this one. At least, one who wants to be a disciple, and for a student also, he said, he must have some common idea, what is school, what is teacher. Prabhupada said this. If you want to go to school, you must have some common ideas. I can say, general knowledge about school, about teacher. If you don't have, how can you read? Prabhupada said something. We must have some general ideas about spiritual master and disciple and principles. You cannot go to school and you can say, I like. Once you admitted in school, you cannot say, oh. You are not independent. Even in private school, you are independent. In private schools, you are not independent. In government school, you are not independent. You are under now teacher. If you don't like, they will kick you out. In India, we have systems. They will give you certificate. You can go to another. They will call to your father, mother, take your certificate. We don't want to keep your children in our school. Because you are not disciplined. In material education, this thing is there. Where is the question of indiscipline? Well, nothing. You can find never anywhere. Independent. When you are working, there is independent. No? You have to work under officer. Even he is saying something, you have to do. You cannot judge. You cannot ask. You know, if you are working. You cannot. They are saying so many wrong things, but you cannot compete with them, argue with them. Only you have to admit. And with apologize mood, you have to say. With appeal mood, you have to say, please, try to understand. He said, no, I don't want to understand. You have to do. Yes, sir, yes, sir. This is principle. Everywhere. We must have some common idea about Vaishnava, about Guru, about Sadhu, about principles. We must have some common ideas. Otherwise, we'll face problems. Kaliya is here indirectly begging for Lord's mercy, realizing that on his own he can never become free from the illusion and suffering. He can never become free. We want mercy. Never. How can a devotee develop his pride? He can say, oh, I know him, he's like that. How can you say? Just put in folding hand. You know, I know from Gurudev. Many things happen, even it is intolerable for Gurudev. How can you say? Pronouncing is very difficult for me. Not tolerable. Yeah, intolerable for me. Some words I cannot pronounce very nicely. But Gurudev coming from Mayapur, from something happened with God brother. I was personal witness. Some of our God brother created problems. And phone was coming. You know? This is one GBC is calling to Gurudev. He's calling to Gurudev. But Gurudev's phone was not working. Gurudev's phone was, at that time, you know, this landline was there. Anyhow, it is not working. Gurudev came to office, life membership office. With Steve was coming, and at that time he was saying, oh, accepting disciples, such a great problem. All are creating problems for me. This is a nasty place. And he wanted to dial many times, and it's just not happening. Ring is coming. Want to speak up? Then Gurudev came. He said, love the story. You know, this GV is saying so many things, you're disabled like that. And Gurudev, when you just came up, at that time I was new to Buddhist, I was cleaning life membership room. And Gurudev was so upset and with this tedious nonsense. I said, all these things. Disciples that do these things. And always, and also, no one tried to understand the situation. Gurudev said, it is up to Mahaprabhu. Still Gurudev saying, one word. It is up to Mahaprabhu. This with stick just went to his house, went to his room. It is up to Mahaprabhu. What we can do? Such a nasty place. Such a nasty place. You have realization? This is a nasty place. Little, eh? But I have 100% realization now. Although I am not very old, but within this upper promise life. Up to now, within 25 years, I am 100% now realizing this is a nasty place, not for a gentleman to stay. One day, for me, they said, not for me, even one day, I don't want to stay in this one. Such a nasty place. Yes. What is creating problem in mind? Others are creating problems. This is problem, that is problem. Yes. Scorching heat, this one, that one. And when you try to, and you know what is challenge for us? Not body. When you want to do something for Guru, it is big challenge. When you want to enjoy, no problem. When you want to enjoy, everyone is your friend. You praise him, he will praise you. You just friends, you can go. When you preach for yourself, no problem. Many followers will come, they will support you. But when you try to do something for your Guru and Krishna, that is Guru test. You will face many problems. Why we are coming to this material world? Why we are becoming devotee? Unless you can serve Guru and Krishna with pure mood, what is the value to stay in this world? You give up father, mother, we are not married, we are not coming here to enjoy beautiful garland, money. If you have this sentence, why we are staying here? Why not in city? This is nasty place, not fit for any gentleman to stay, even for one day. Not to speak for long days. For one day it is not a fit place. Yes. Therefore, become free from, no one can realize that on his own he can never become free from the illusion and suffering. And you know why I am saying this thing? Don't be misunderstood me. Why I am saying this thing? I am not frustrated. But in my whole life, I saw to whom I help, they just spit over my face and they kick me. Although this is blessing, still now Gurudev is helping me. But all my life, after devotees, I remark, oh, this is Krishna's blessing for me. At least I will lose all my interest for this material world. Yes.
No one is a fool. Therefore, I am 100% convinced with Gurudev's statement. Now I am realizing, when I am just hearing, studying, oh, he is Acharya. No one can suck my time. I go to hell. I am not a pure devotee. But when I am hearing, 100% realizing, what Gurudev said, oh, 100%. He said this thing. And I am realizing, yes, he said. That faithfulness, yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. We can, isn't it? Can, by his own, he can never become free from illusion and suffering. Only by surrendering to the Lord and obtaining his mercy can be released from the painful condition of material life. Yes. Painful. Only by his mercy one can obtain his mercy. Only by surrender to the Lord and obtaining his mercy can be released from the painful condition of material life. Two things. Just essence of how Kali Yuga is now realizing. See, it is not possible to conquer illusion, free from illusion and suffering. And he said two things. Only by surrendering to the Lord, Prabhupada is mentioning, only by surrendering to the Lord and obtaining his mercy can one be released from this. Can one be released from the painful condition of material life? It depends on our surrenderness. And it depends on sometimes Krishna's mercy. If Krishna lets our mercy, we cannot free from illusion and sufferings. What we can do? Yeah, I read these things. Prabhupada said, you cannot demand Krishna. We have to change our ideas. Spiritual life is, this is surrender and dependent life. We have to change our ideas. Why? Sometimes devotees say, why is not working? Why I am following? Why? You cannot demand to Guru or to Krishna. Because nothing is in our hand. It is causeless mercy. To whom he will serve our, even you are following principles, proposing, you can say, okay, Krishna, I am following four principles. I am chanting six rounds. You are bound to give me mercy. Proposing this. You cannot say to Guru, why it is not happening to me? If you are a pure devotee, why you are not serving mercy? But Prabhupada said, Guru's business, he will give you means. And your duty to carry out it order. If you do, you will get mercy. You understand? Like Krishna. Why not he directly said to Yudhishthira, you should sit over the throne. You should sit on the throne as a king. If Duryodhana will come, I will kill him. Why? He already made plan to give Arjuna said. Yeah, our credits and win to Pandavas. He already made plan. Krishna made plan. But why he engaged Arjuna for fighting? Prabhupada said this thing. You have to fight. Arrangement is there. But you have to fight. You don't think I will fight for you. You don't think Guru will serve mercy, Guru will do everything. And if you have to do something. Not something, you have to do everything. Not something. Do everything, then Guru will give you something. There is a saying, one devotee is from Mumbai, he just called me. He was like old. He was like friend. He called me. And I said some things. There is a saying. Because he was taking care of cows. I said the same thing. Yes. To please Guru is not easy. There is a saying in Uriya. After 12 years, Guru will give you something. If you serve sincerely 12 years, you understand? Prabhupada mentioned these things. So I read before a few days, I read. In Uriya, very prominent these things. Paravarsa kule seva guru kahile kichhi dava. 12 years if you constantly, sincerely serve, then Guru will give something. You don't think, whatever faith now is coming by Guru Krishna's mercy, it is coming automatically by studying these books. Up to now, we are serving Guru. Krishna, something is coming. By serving, after 12 years, your sincerity, something Guru will give you. Just to understand him.
after 12 years and finish. You want to know? Then 12 years now pass. Now more 60, 70 years you have to live. Then more you serve, more. You don't think mercy means, oh, you will enjoy, you will go, you will do everything, and Guru will only just come, Guru will give you mercy. Okay, I am serving mercy because you are my disciple. Forget this idea. This is a traditional gurus. I am going to say family gurus. Oh, I am blessing. They are just serving mercy through their hand, over their head. Yes. This is not obvious. You have to do everything, then Guru will give you something. This is procedure. Otherwise, how will we free from illusion and proposition? Surrender and Krishna's mercy. According to our percentage, you surrender Krishna will serve mercy. Then, according to our Krishna's mercy, we will free from illusion and suffering. Now we are suffering. Now we have illusion. According to our surrender, according to Krishna's mercy, this percentage we are suffering. If you surrender more, then suffering will become less. Illusion will become less. And when 100% you surrender, everything finish. Yeah, this is practical life. Such a vast philosophy, such a vast, we can say, I'm going to say, walkable way. We have to walk. We are in back. I have to walk. You know, when oh, I don't know, I just, this idea is coming. Oh, when we are small, within the school, we are running for the prize. You know, they're running, how can you say? Race competition. They're just making lines. When you are running, when they are running, they are looking toward back, looking towards front, but same time looking towards in the right ear or left ear to their competitors. Because they have to go fast. They are just running. And when they are in back, but the post is there, like the remark is there, you know? Oh, I have to go there. Now 1 minute more. He's coming. How they are running? Because I know, we are small. We are small in school, especially in 10th school. We are competing. We know. Like that. Oh, I have to go far, far. Still I have to go. I will be back now. Yes. Therefore, we have no competitor. We are not seeing our competitor. Who is our competitor? Who wants to? You don't find such competitor who wants to get Krishna. It is easy to find out some competitor. You have some competitor who wants to get Krishna. Very fine. You can. Oh, I want Krishna. He said, I want Krishna. Yeah, maybe both of you are a competitor to find out Krishna. Yes. I want Krishna. Very rare to find out some competitor. But actually, we don't want to compete. We don't want to see our competitors. This personality can find us. And this is not competition, it is inspiration. You can get inspiration from others. And actually, when we are like not looking towards back, but we are looking sideways. This is not a story. I'm not saying a story. Narottamdas Thakur saying, no, look towards your back. This is our philosophy. Look towards front, look towards back. Purba para kariya vichar. When you are performing, this is Pramukti Chandrika. Sadhana smarana leda yate nakara hela. This verse is, some verse is there. Don't neglect in your sadhana and bhajan. And follow Guru Krishna's instruction. And especially saying, when you are performing bhajan, purba para, see the present acharyas and also see previous acharyas. How they are leading their life, how they are serious, how they are cultivating, how they are worshipping their guru. Just follow. Question, both. Then you can go fast. Otherwise, very difficult. Okay, tomorrow we'll hear more. Oh, go one question, okay? Ask question.
Yesterday, you mentioned about the the bird, the tortoise,
the fish.
And you also compared it like sadhu or guru also. I didn't understand how the sadhu was doing the same.
When
you mentioned that the sadhu also is compared to how we, these three species.
Oh, okay. Oh, I just forgot. Yeah, that's fine. About Chanakya. Like tortoise, she's maintaining orchids through meditation, but by touching, and the fish by looking. Sadhu sanse vayad. Darshanas parsanam dhyana masti kurvi cha vakhinam. Tatha satsanga sangata, he say. Paschapalayatam, jisupalayatam nityam, tatha sadhu satsanga nityam. This verse is there. Like they are mentoring their kids in three different ways. But sadhu himself alone he is mentoring in three ways. You understand? If sadhu want to serve mercy, someone have affection, you may be in east or west, wherever sadhu is meditating about this devotee or his disciple or his, you can say, some devotees, his well behavior, well nature, and he is just, how can I say, he is very affectionate, he is a true follower, affectionate follower of deities. Meditating, when sadhu is meditating, you are getting mercy. By touching, when sadhu just touching you, doing blessings, and by looking, showering his mercy. He's saying three different creatures, they are maintaining their children in three ways. But sadhu, tatha satsanga sangha. Then who are coming to sadhu sangha? If sadhu is so favorable towards me by seeing, by touching, and even if you think about me, oh, where is this dog? Oh, what is Vrinda? Then you can get benefit. Okay, thank you. Jai Radha Sri Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ji Maharaj ki jai, Srila Gurudev ki jai, Nitai Gaur Ramananda.